Joining us this morning is a Fire Chief Association representative from Colville, Paul McFarlane, and he's here to tell us about the recent Cook County Fire Department meeting on July 16th.
That's correct. Most of the meeting was spent with Amity Gettle and Judy Severson from the LEC, the dispatching, and we talked mostly about with them about dispatching mutual aid for different departments. From adjacent departments to adjacent departments. Say if an incident happened in Colville, for example, who would get automatically paged under the fire chief's agreement? And that would be Hovland first, and then depending on where it was in the district, whoever we deemed appropriate to call for additional aid. So they went over the boundaries for all the different districts. And then we went on to what we call an accountability system that we're setting up for all the departments in the county. Accountability is when you keep track of all the personnel and vehicles on a particular scene. And it can be used for individual departments. But it's especially good when you have multiple agencies coming in, like at the Bluefin Fire last year. Where we had like 8 or 9 different departments coming in to that scene. And what it consists of, it basically is a system of tags. And I brought some visual aids for you guys, more or less, not for the audience, but it's basically a little tag that's got the number of the individual and or the number of the truck. They're all labeled like that so that dispatch can know who's responding to a scene just by the number that you give over the radio. So all the trucks have their own numbers, all the individuals, personnel on every department has their own particular number too. And the tags have the department name and the number on them, and the trucks have the same thing on there, but they're labeled as whether they're a water tanker or an engine or a pumper or whatever.
So I imagine the purpose of that is to make sure that they understand who's responding, but also it's a safety issue maybe for the individual responders?
Yeah, that's right. It tells dispatch who's responding, like you said. But then when you get on scene, we've also got a board system. It's a dry erase magnetic board, and it's divided into different sections. I can show you this here so you can understand. But some of the sections include like water supply, interior attack, exposure control for houses on the other side of it, rehab or medical, and staging and all that stuff. And they're going to have big rings on there so that the incident commander can clip on those particular tags for trucks or individuals and know which section of that incident they're going to be working on.
And know where your responders are.
And know where the responders are. So if somebody doesn't come back to pick up their tag, or they don't switch them out when they're getting, you know, relieving someone, then they know to go looking for them.
So part of that incident command system, it sounds like a really great safety
It's basically that, mm-hmm. And then it helps dispatch and helps the incident commander so that the scene doesn't get too cluttered. There's basically a staging area that all the departments, when they arrive, they stay right there, and then the incident commander calls them up to do specific jobs, and that's when the tags get hooked on, and it's basically a control thing so that there's not a whole lot of freelancing.
All right. And we definitely had the potential for major incidents in Cook County.
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. So involving that mutual aid, different mm-hmm. departments being able to help out with that.
Yeah, there are a couple of departments that are being paged automatically now together. Hovland and Colville are, and Tofty and Schroeder are. Just due to staffing. So that's two departments getting called automatically for medical and structure fires, too.
I imagine some of the departments have some different capabilities, too.
Yeah, it's like Gunflint Trail focuses a lot on wildland fires.
Okay.
We tend to, in Colville, tend to focus on structure and vehicle accidents, and all the departments do medical. But yeah, there are different, depending on the city, it's mm-hmm. going to be a more structure-oriented thing.
All right, good. And all of you focus on search and rescue as well, to a certain extent.
Not so much, uh-huh. but okay. yeah, we kind of do. We all know our own area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that when there is an incident there, search and rescue gets called, but they usually call us too because we know our area.
You know your area, right, yeah. right. Okay. Anything else happened at that meeting you want to share with us?
No, that was basically it. It took okay. up a lot of the meeting. And the Fire Chiefs Association is going to, I'm the treasurer for that. We have enough money in the treasury that we're going to be able to pay for this whole system and give all the departments the same stuff. All the tags are going to be color-coded by department, but the nice thing is now it's going to be a uniform across the county thing, so everybody knows the system, and it's the same one, so it should operate very smoothly.
Well, I always have to throw out, always looking for volunteers, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So contact your local fire chief. In your
local
area?
Local fire chief, or they can call me, and I can direct them to the local fire chief or association they want to volunteer for.
Okay, and the great part about any of these departments is that there's various positions and various things that people can do, too.
That's correct.
To support
it. That's correct. It doesn't always involve getting directly into a fire or an accident or seeing blood and guts. There are a lot of support jobs that happen on a fire scene that anybody can be trained to do.
All right. We've been talking with Paul McFarlane about the recent Cook County Fire Department meeting. Anything else you want to add, Paul?
No, I think that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.